San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's been nearly a month since the oil rig explosion and well leak in the Gulf of Mexico, and so far, vast amounts of oil still haven't hit the Gulf Coast. Why not? Well, part of it is Mother Nature.
The weather is really cooperating with us as we hoped it would. We've had really good success offshore in cleanup operations, and we continue to hope for that kind of success over the next few days.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry, on the same day we found out that tar balls that had shown up in the Florida Keys were not from the BP spill. National forecaster Charlie Henry says a small amount of oil has reached the critical loop current.
And that oil is going to move slowly with the loop current, and we actually expect most of that to dissipate or probably degrade or weather before it actually would even come close to threatening the South Florida area.
How much oil continues to spill out? About 3,000 barrels a day. President Obama says the Justice Department is examining Arizona's immigration law, the purpose, he says, to
look very carefully at the language of this law to see whether it comports both with our core values and existing legal standards, as well as the fact that the federal government is ultimately the one charged with immigration policy.
The president is hosting the president of Mexico at the White House. There is a state dinner, and Beyonce will perform afterwards tonight. No worry about gate crashers. They hope the plan is to stream the party live on the White House website. There's a new sign outside the home of Octomom Nadia Suleiman in California.
The new sign reads, "Don't let your dog or cat become Octomom. Always spay or neuter." The sign is right outside of Nadia Suleiman's home. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is paying Suleiman $5,000 to put the sign up in her front yard. She also gets a supply of veggie burgers and veggie hot dogs out of the deal. Suleiman agreed to it as she was on the verge of losing her home to foreclosure. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Dow's down 64 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Society Bakery's Roshi Munns.
I started making cakes out of my house. Today we have two retail bakeries and we ship nationwide. It took a lot of passion, a lot of hard work, a little bit of craziness, and a membership to Sam's Club.
Now get a 15-week Sam's Club business membership for just $15. Join May 15th through June 6th and save on everything your business needs to succeed at members-only prices. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. 15 weeks of savings, just $15.
Piece of cake.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
At CarQuest Auto Parts, stock up on Gojo 10-ounce Cherry Gel Hand Cleaner at $2 for $5. 14-ounce CRC Brake Parts Cleaner is just $2.99. Blaster Penetrating Catalyst helps loosen stuck nuts and bolts and is $2 for $7 in the 11-ounce can. See store for details. Now through June 2nd at participating CarQuest locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
A disappointed football fan isn't happy with the federal appeals court today. ABC's Aaron Gutierski says the court refused to hear his case against the New England Patriots for spying on the New York Jets.
Carl Mayer sought $185 million in damages from the Patriots, their coach, and the NFL. He said he and other New York Jets season ticket holders were deprived of an honest game after the Patriots secretly videotaped the Jets. The court said it does not condone what the Patriots did, but it refused to hear the case, in part because it feared a flood of lawsuits from disappointed fans everywhere over a blown call, a missed signal, or some other such error. Instead of suing, the court said Mayer would be better served refusing to purchase tickets or NFL merchandise. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission will impose new standards on the manufacturers of baby bath seats. Those are the seats you put in the sink or the bath to bathe very young babies.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has now put forth the first ever mandatory standard. It takes effect in 6 months. It requires the seats have greater stability, smaller leg holes, and bigger warning labels telling parents not to leave their children unattended in the bath seats.
There have been a lot of children who have died that way over the past few years. Listen up, gentlemen. The London School of Economics looked at 3,500 British couples and found divorce rates are lower in families where husbands help out with the housework, the shopping, and the child care. This is ABC News.
I will not recreate the Sistine Chapel on my bathroom ceiling.
I will simply repaint it.
I will not spend more time waiting to get help
than it takes to paint a room.
I will go to Ace and get what I need fast.
I will be finished.
Then I will watch the Kung Fu movie marathon.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Now get $5 off Royal and Royal Finest paint gallons after mail-in rebate at Ace, the helpful place. 10 rebate limit on purchases made between April 1st and July 31st. See store for details.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. The body of a woman found in a suitcase and washed onto some waterfront rocks in San Francisco has been identified. Officers are waiting to notify her family before publicly releasing her name. A day after voting to ask the state for $600 million more to help pay for government retirees, the state's largest public pension fund has decided to delay the request, citing the budget deficit. And the mothers of three Cal grads being held in Iran have arrived in that country in hopes of seeing their kids. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Dave Fowkes.
In Petaluma, southbound 101 after 116, a crash. It's in the center divide. Injuries involved. Daly City, southbound 280, ramp to John Daly Boulevard, eastbound, overturned car into a tree. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Bosch filter for just $15.99. Restrictions and details at store. Get to AutoZone today. I'm Dave Fowkes, KGO Radio News.
Showers in the North Bay, a chance of light showers elsewhere. This should last into the evening. It'll be partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow. Looking ahead to the weekend, KGO's Lloyd Lindsay Young says it will be blustery. 58 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. New show open. Thank you, everybody, who participated in that. I like those sultry, silken tones of Heather's. All right, let's move on to something that I can't believe we didn't think of this first. How come, maybe we should get used to this, the Chinese seem to get there ahead of us. Here is the contest of all contests. This is totally made for reality TV. Are you ready? It has to do with the fine art of unhooking a brassiere with one hand. Now, maybe men of my generation, maybe we have better skills at this, only because it used to come up. You know, then there's that long period where underclothing changed, and Lord knows what you call these things that, that women wear. So here in a Chinese shopping mall, they have a row of women, 8 masked women, so women get to wear a mask. Their backs are facing the audience. They're wearing their bras. And then what happens is a competitor, you have to undo the 8 brassieres with one hand in record time. The winner, 8 bras in 21 seconds. This is like a hot dog eating contest. You wonder why. It was, the whole thing was won by a woman. It was easy. She didn't give her name here. I have an unfair advantage, she says. I didn't expect to win, maybe because I get so much practice in everyday life. The winner, $146. The event organizers insisted this did not objectify women. It educated men. This is a quote. I love this. The workings of a woman's bra are a mystery for many men. I'm translating from the Chinese. This activity helped more people understand bra culture and explore its secrets. In case you needed something to do today. Along similar lines, so here is a sex shop in Holland. They're giving away 2,000 condoms. Not a big deal, except that they are Pope condoms. Yes, this is disrespectful. I agree with you. But by the same token, unfortunately, there is a very important political issue here. And I know religion and politics, unfortunately, they mix. They mix a lot, way, way too much in terms of my comfort level, and a lot of you probably figure it's not enough. But remember, you know, the Vatican opposes condoms. The Vatican has on its list of guilt, of course, they can always go and confess, and it's real easy, isn't it? When you think of the people in Africa, for instance, who've listened to the Pope, don't use condoms, contract HIV, and die, I don't see how that fits with church teachings. Anyway, that's what they're doing in Harlem. The rapper carries an image of a papal figure with an unmistakable likeness, though the face is kind of distorted a little, and it says, "I said no, we say yes," framing the papal image. And of course, remember the suggestion, there was this memo in England, the British Foreign Office was forced to apologize for a memo that a civil servant sent ahead of the Pope's visit. About, hey, he ought to launch a papal brand condom on his pending visit to the UK. So evidently they picked up with that in Holland. Now, why a newspaper The Chicago Tribune has to do an investigation to find out that 6 out of 50 skin lightening products here contain toxic amounts of mercury, breaking U.S. federal law. 5 of the formulas had 6,000 parts per million of mercury. It's enough to cause kidney damage. And this just kind of slips through the cracks. The FDA is entirely overwhelmed, and it's not their purview anyway. These are all products made in China and India and Pakistan. You can get it. I won't give you the whole list, but if you're using a product like that, you want to be careful because that mercury goes everywhere. Your kids, your family, your clothing, okay? I saw the funniest sign the other day. This is true. It's psychic fair canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. That just knocked me over. Well, here's something just as good. Here's a psychic in Colorado arrested for fraud after telling clients that their money was evil and that she'd take their cursed cash so the money would suffer instead. She made $290,000. So Heather and I are setting up a fund here. You have any cash you think is cursed, you just send it to us. We will put it to good use. And we will remove the curse by spending it on very happy things. The person here, the psychic, runs a psychic reading business, a very creative name, Psychic Readings, warned victims that malicious spirits were haunting their bank accounts and that she would take the evil assets off their hands. These are the kind of things that concern me in a democracy. I know. I sit in a very unusual position where I sometimes am confronted by our greatness and the creativity and brilliance of the American people and the abject total stupidity of the American people. And I don't know who's going to win that race, but one of the places that it does concern me at times, you know, are in juries. We've talked a lot about this, about junk science in the courtroom. And I can't think instantly of a much better system, although I would not object to somebody who wants to propose something so un-American as to eliminate juries for certain kinds of cases. You know, the heaviest stuff that we can come up with. It goes before a bunch of judges. No jury. There's no jury at the Supreme Court. We allow them to make these decisions. I see specialized cases having an evolve in technology or even finance. I wonder how do juries keep up and understand all this? Well, the answer is they often don't. And, you know, I used to get very upset by really dumb outcomes simply based on the fact that juries are not smart enough to understand the complexities of the modern world. As I said, I don't have an alternative yet. But nevertheless, here's one of these studies coming from Cornell University, which finds that unattractive defendants are 22% more likely to be convicted than a good-looking one. And the unattractive also get slapped with harsher sentences and average 22 months longer in prison. And the study is called When Emotionality Trumps Reason. Now, man, that could apply to so many things in our world. So many things we react emotionally to. We don't think anymore. And it examines how some jurors make decisions rationally, based on facts and logic, bless those of you who do, while others reason emotionally, taking into consideration factors totally unrelated to the case, unattractiveness being one of them. The study consisted of 170 Cornell psychology undergraduates classified as either rational or emotional decision makers through an online survey. Wouldn't you like to know if you're a rational or an emotional decision maker? I think it'd be interesting. I don't know what the survey is that tells you that. Then they're given case studies and photographs and profiles, read jury instructions, etc. So they figure that out. Well, here is a fast food joint that instead of posting calories, when you get your change on the receipt, this is a burger chain in Oregon and Washington, that when you get your receipt, it will have your calories and fat and fiber and carb content. Burgerville is the name of the chain. They announced the rollout of a pilot program and wants people to know what they're getting. I'm thinking, wait a second. This is after you ordered it. You're getting the receipt. So this is just going to create guilt. It's not going to. You're certainly not going to not eat the burger, right? The company says in official info's detail, you order your sandwich without tartar sauce. That will be reflected in the calorie count. And the receipt will include a helpful hint about small changes to make to save calories. Okay. Listen, this French wine study It's got a lot of play. I wasn't even going to mention it, but it does. The point of it is something I've been telling you for 30 years, and you all know this, and that it turned out when they found that people who drink up to half a bottle of wine a day are healthier than people who abstain, 150,000 people, they found that people who enjoy low to moderate intake of alcohol exercise more, have higher social status, suffer from less stress compared to people who don't touch alcohol at all, or people who drank to excess. And that moderate alcohol consumption is a very powerful indicator of optimal social status. And that may be the key reason for improved health. Wine may have nothing to do with it. It may all be misleading. Now, we deal with this a lot. And this is one of the things, one of my big points here on this program is to teach you how to deal with this information so you don't get fooled. Same thing applies to vitamins and supplements. If you're taking vitamins and supplements, you got extra money on your hands because the person who's worrying where the next rent check or where the next meal is coming from hasn't got the luxury, you know, buying vitamins and supplements, especially if they don't need them. But that's why it appears like they do better, but objectively, they don't. We need an ongoing, and they'll never do this, because how are you going to do a double-blind study with alcohol, right? Pretty hard. I wanted to, I don't do a lot of this, but I want to get you involved in this because this has got to go away, this idea. The American Academy of Pediatrics have shown their raw underbelly and their inability to think clearly in this idea. They are supporting a ritual cut of newborn girls' genitals as a way of step-selling people who might, from other countries, want to circumcise their daughters. They figure, hey, we'll offer a little cut. Just a little, right? And, of course, the AAP, we're going to be looking us for what they have to say about male circumcision soon again. And they have so undermined their credibility. It's laughable. And it's sad. It's sad. But we're accumulating signatures over IntactAmerica.org. And that's the granddaddy organization now for the Intact movement in America. IntactAmerica.org. Why don't you go there and sign this thing or send it off a petition to American Academy of Pediatrics. Here's a review of diet and rheumatoid arthritis. And there has been so much press given to the idea of diet and rheumatoid arthritis. And we've talked a lot about them. I've never seen convincing evidence. And I'm happy to say here that this review, big review in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, looking at everything they could find objectively in the medical literature on rheumatoid arthritis and diet. And they looked at 8 separate studies, vegan diets, Mediterranean diets, elimination diets. And eventually they concluded that there's no evidence that there's any relationship, but the only hope for those of you who, I mean, listen, it's always nice to find a dietary relationship to these terrible diseases because you can do something about that. So I'm all for it. I'm just not for the nonsense and misinformation. And I must say here, the studies, almost all of them are really too small to draw any conclusion. So let's call it, you know, even for now. And we're still waiting for the right kind of study to find out indeed if there is a relationship. So we'll leave it at that. Postpartum depression happens in dads. I'm glad they came up with this because I've seen it. It's not just women. Some of the reasons women get postpartum depression affect dads too. It's just an amazing, overwhelming experience having a baby, and you cannot prepare for it. You can think about it all you want. And those of you who've had kids, you know what you thought about kids before you had kids. And people who never had kids think they know what it's like to have kids. And before you have kids, you think you know what it's like to have kids. And no one has any real idea what it's like to have kids. And then when you have kids, you have no idea what it's like to have a life without kids. So anyway, 1 in 10 dads suffers from postpartum depression for all the same reasons. And you got to keep a lookout for it. Here's something that might help some of you. Diet soda. That's right. Diet soda as a medication. Certain diet sodas may have the potential to prevent kidney stones, especially citrus-flavored sodas, 7-Up, Sunkist, and Sprite. They have high amounts of citrate. Now, citrate is, well, you can put it together from here, right? Citrate, citrus. And that we give people citrate pills to help them prevent the most common kind of kidney stone. Now, passing a kidney stone is deemed to be just about the most painful condition known to medicine. I mean, obviously, anything can get very, very painful, but this is a beauty. And if you have calcium oxalate stones, which is the most common type of stone, we give you citrate. And doctors here, this is basically a physiological study. Sprite, Sunkist Orange, 7-Up, Fresca, Canada Dry Ginger Ale have higher levels of citrate than homemade lemonade. And a lot of urologists will tell you to make homemade lemonade as a way of preventing these stones. So they want to really do a study here with diet soda. I mean, isn't that, have we lived long enough to see the sublime becoming the ridiculous? All righty. Are you ready for this one? Listen, can we just admit to each other racism is still alive in America? Better than it used to be, but it is still there. Well, you know, there's maybe 40 companies selling you gene tests that will tell you your racial heritage. And a lot of people are finding out they got 5 or 10% of their genes are from a particular race. So if you are a racist, how would you feel if your gene test came back and you find out you're part of the race that you seem to have problems with? I thought I'd propose that question. Then I have more information on these tests in case you want to go for it. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Introducing Natria, the new line of alternative solutions using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria. From Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
If the census hasn't received your form, a census taker may come knocking or ringing at your door. When you open your door to your census taker, you open the door to things in your community, like
trees give the world oxygen,
better education, emergency services,
paging Dr. Lee,
better health care. The census helps determine how over $400 billion will be spent each year to help open doors in your community. It's 10 simple questions that take about 10 minutes, and your answers will remain confidential. So open the door to your census taker, and open the door to
1 + 1 = 2.
Opportunity. Find out more at 2010census.gov. That's 2010census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on! We're social
control. Turn off your radio.
Dr. Gina Dell here. Let's start with Gina. How you doing, Gina? Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm supposed to have a root planing, and I will start with tetracycline, 200 filament, 50 milligrams prior to the procedure. And then for 9 months after the procedure, the doctor wants me to be on doxycycline for 20 milligrams twice a day. And that's something new they've started, and I want to know what you thought about that 9 months worth of doxycycline.
Wow, but I'm not sure why you don't do that normally when you do plan. You have a heart murmur or something like that?
No, but I did.
No,
I did review at the American Dental Association. I guess something in terms of the dentist mentioned that it was to help the healing process to be faster.
Huh. Well, they used to, of course, and even this is softened. People who have heart valve problems to take antibiotics before root planing. And whenever a dentist pokes, you take a toothpick and poke around your gums, we can measure bacteria in your bloodstream. They are quickly cleared out. You do not want bacteria in your bloodstream. If you have consistent bacteria in your bloodstream, it's called septicemia, you're very likely to die. I'm not saying that when you have these dental procedures, you're going to die. It's very, very rare, but we softened it with... even people who have heart valve problems, and a lot of cardiologists don't think it's necessary. So if this is standard, it's new to me. That's a long time to be on an antibiotic. I have a thing here, a piece I was going to do in the monologue I didn't get to, which says that patients whose doctors overprescribe antibiotics develop drug resistance that lasts up to a year. These are people, for instance, who simply get antibiotics for coughs and flus and even urinary infections. And there's a vicious cycle because the bacteria immediately become that are left in your body resistant. And the effect is greatest in the month after treatment and lasts up to a year. And, of course, then you're spreading resistant organisms. And 80% of antibiotic prescriptions come from family doctors, and family doctors, it's hard to get them to break this antibiotic habit. So, to be honest, I'd not heard of this, and I'm not sure why for that length of time. Then certainly if you knock out bacteria, things might heal a little more quickly, but as I said, if you looked it up online at the ADA and they said that's standard, then that doesn't mean I won't question it. It means I need to go see what's going on with that. If you have concerns, you certainly might ask your medical doctor what they think about it. And again, for routine, scraping your teeth, it seems like a lot. And we went through a phase in medicine where we used to give antibiotics before almost all operations to prevent wound infections. You get an infection after an operation, dental work too. You get an infection in your jaw or down deep. That can be a bear to treat. So dentists don't want to prevent them. And anyway, we backed off because it turned out when we gave antibiotics, what was happening, if you did get an infection, you got it with a resistant organism and you were worse off than you started with, So there you are. All right, let's talk to... Jerry. How you doing, Jerry?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Yes, sir.
I was scanning the AARP website the other day, and I just happened to run across an article that said it was published from the Journal of American Medical Association regarding aspirin, and that it's saying taking these little baby aspirin that doctors have recommended for years can almost double the risk of internal bleeding. It's linked to ringing in the ears, which I now have, and even may cause deafness.
Well, I'm not sure. I think the devil will be in the details there. Aspirin can definitely cause ringing in the ears, and a lot of times doctors will prescribe a dose of aspirin that's so huge that your ears start to ring, and that's the right dose. We used to do that for arthritis. Some people even hear songs when they do that. In terms of bleeding, taking aspirin does make it more likely that an internal bleed will happen, but they are rare overall, and you got to weigh it against the reduction in heart disease deaths, but there's also an increase in bleeding strokes. I think a lot of doctors still believe that the reduction in heart disease deaths outweighs the other risks, and therefore it is imperative that you discuss this with your doctor. I do not say to everybody, never have, that all men when they reach a certain age should start taking baby aspirin. I know cardiologists who do, but you got to find out because your doctor knows your whole condition. All right, I'm going to be back. We're going to talk about it's not your grandmother's racism, but we got to talk about racism in light of these new genetic tests that all of you are seem to want to take. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom in San Francisco. Police are investigating a suspicious device on Geary near Union Square. This is Police Information Officer Boaz Marillis. He says there is no evacuation.
There's a report of a suspicious device at 1236 in the area of Union Square. Our officers are on scene. EOD is on scene now. We're doing our investigation, and we're asking people to simply stay out of the area for the time being.
We're getting reports of an evacuation at Macy's, but as you heard, the police say there is no evacuation ordered by them. The suspicious device found near Geary in San Francisco. SWAT team still on the scene of a reported hostage taking in East San Jose. That's at Alum Rock and Capitol, and two blocks of downtown Napa evacuated because of an old hand grenade found in a planter box. This is KGO.
Sooner or later, everyone has to repaint their home, except for Rhino Shield customers. Now, thanks to Rhino Shield Lifetime Paint, you'll never have to paint your home again. You heard right. You'll never have to paint your home again. How, you ask? Rhino Shield Lifetime Paint uses technology from 3M that reflects the sun's energy so it will not deteriorate. It has a lifetime transferable warranty proven and tested by Mother Nature and BASF Labs, making Rhino Shield the best solution for keeping your home looking its best for years to come. The Rhino Shield Lifetime Paint system will give you a maintenance-free home, saving you thousands in repairs. Not available in stores, so call 888-868-7575. That's 888-868-7575. Call today for a free DVD or consultation. Call by Memorial Weekend to get our spring sale prices, saving you $1,000. That number again, 888-868-7575. Rhino Shield Lifetime Paint.
Taxi.
A business owner is always on the road.
Where to?
Downtown. Big meeting.
So your smartphone needs to be a lifeline to your business.
Here you go. Keep it.
Thanks. Good luck, pal.
Keeping you connected and on schedule. Even accessing important files, like the presentation you just left in the cab.
Not good.
So here's your moment of truth. Which 3G network do you want when the deal is on the line? Simple. When you want your 3G network to work, you want Verizon.
Oh, yeah. Got the email, printed the file. We're good to go.
Visit Verizon to see how our smartphones can help put your business on the map. And buy one BlackBerry Curve for $29.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get one free. Talk to a small business specialist or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ today. Phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to KGORadio.com.
The only way to be 100% sure you pick the right mattress is to sleep on it. And that's why Mattress Discounters doesn't just guarantee the lowest price, we also guarantee 100% satisfaction. If you're not completely satisfied with your new mattress, simply exchange it, hassle-free, even 60 nights after your purchase. Guaranteed comfort and Mattress Discounters lowest price or its free guarantee. Now that's 100% satisfaction.
Mattress Discounters!
Range Rover Sport is predicted to retain more of its value than any vehicle in its class. Range Rover Sport, the luxury that's more than a luxury. Visit them online at BayAreaLandRover.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. All right, let's talk about these genetic tests sold directly to consumers to help you trace your ancestry. I mean, they are imperfect. They may lead you to draw unfounded conclusions about your heritage, and there's more than 40 companies selling these tests. And obviously, they are popular. They're not regulated. There's a lot of concern among genetic experts who fear consumers are not aware of the limitations. And a lot of people are getting back results. A lot of you have had dogs. They've been doing this in veterinary medicine for a while. And you're sitting there and you got yourself, a Pekingese. And it tells you your dog is part German Shepherd and you're scratching your head. And so my question to you is, you swab your cheek, you send it in and find out your ancestral origins. You get back, says you're 5% black, but you're lily white as it can be. How's it going to affect you? And my question is, those of you who have still harbor certain racist feelings, you get back a test like this. I don't know. I'd like to be there when you open the envelope. And that's the way you'll get it back. And, what does it mean? And why do you want that information? And I understand curiosity. And there are social and political, even economic implications here. In some states, for instance, you got to prove you're a member of a specific Native American tribe to have access to either land or earnings from investments, even in casinos. And one of the ways you supposedly be able to prove or disprove you're from that tribe is through genetic ancestry testing. And, is it ready for prime time yet? And once again, what does it mean and why? I'll leave all that out to you, up to you, okay? All right, let's talk to John in Marin. How you doing, John? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dell. Something you said yesterday stuck with me when you were talking about the cancer and the cell phones and how you pointed out that there are always people out there that really want something to be true to help their cause. And I thought about that, and I realized how much of that there is in our society, how there's people that they want vaccines to cause autism, just so that they can be right about it, and they can say, see, I told you so. Or they will want polar bears to go extinct or the intensity and regularity of hurricanes to increase so they can say, see, global warming is real and it's happening. And there are people out there who want this oil spill to keep going on in the Gulf and for it to get worse and worse so they can point out how bad offshore drilling is. And I find it odd, that attitude, because when I think of something I want for myself or for the world at large, it's usually something good. I find it odd that it's that there's people out there, and so many, if you look at the news, there's so many of these people that want these bad things to be true just so they can point their finger and say. So anyway, I came up with an acronym. You're familiar with NIMBYs, the Not In My Backyard, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think that I want to start a new thing here for these kind of people, and it's going to be, see here, I told you so. I think that encompasses their attitude pretty well.
I started to write it down, and then all of a sudden I got it. See here, I told you so. That's beautiful. But listen, you really opened a can of worms with your observation and your comment, and you took it a little step further than I was thinking about, and you're so right. It is... there's an aspect of it that is complex and deep in psychology. This Schadenfreude thing where people get happy at other people's misfortune, where people go to car races to see crashes. They want to see blood when they go to a boxing match. And we obviously are all fascinated by major horrible things. We love to watch videos of people suffering from, hurricanes and earthquakes, and the list goes on and on. And what stimulated my thinking, I didn't mention it because I just don't want to seem like it's the only person I can't stand in media. I was watching Larry King, and he was interviewing, a real doctor on the subject of cell phones, and Larry could not stand it that the conclusion of the study, the true conclusion, not the one you're hearing in the media, was that it looks like cell phones reduce your risk of getting brain cancer. And then, as is often the case in these studies, you get fewer people at the extreme end, so the numbers are not significant. But in the few, just to look, be complete, in those people that who use cell phones in the extreme, who are on the thing all day long, now right away, just like the study we talked about, wine drinkers, are different from people who are teetotalers. This is different. Everything from their money, their social status, their outlook on life, their exercise, their diet. The same for people who are just have a cell phone glued to their ear. They're different. So in the small numbers, not significant, they found a 30-40% increase. And Larry kept saying, well, that sounds like a lot to me. Blah, blah, blah. Well, they never offered up objective numbers. It was not a study that did that. Your chances of getting this are, you know, maybe 1 in 20,000. So, you know, a 40% increase would be 1.4. But there was not an increase. No one is saying that was significant. And Larry kept saying, just wanted it to be true. He just wanted it, just like he wants it to be true that dead people can talk to you. He wants it to be true that, you know, psychics can really predict the future and all kinds of other nonsense. Why CNN keeps that guy around, I have no idea. He has zero. He has negative credibility to me because he's just not a smart guy. That's all. He's not educated. He's not knowledgeable about anything. And they can't understand why their ratings are going in the toilet over there at CNN. And when he spreads this kind of misinformation and harms people, man, I see red. I see red. And he's waving a flag. And this is his act, and people flock to it. So, yeah, John, you're absolutely right. I love your acronym. We got to get some T-shirts and bumper stickers made of that one. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's talk to Carl. How you doing, Carl? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Jane, how you doing? I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, how do you spell Lynn, Tillman? How do you spell Lynn? Is it L-I-N?
L-E-N, I think.
L-E-N, okay. Hey, I was just finishing up a book on scuba diving on his show when I was waiting for your show, and then I heard that caller yesterday who asked you how far can a scuba diver dive?
Well, they wanted to know how far you can just go underwater without harming your ears and not scuba, just a regular old person. And that's a pretty vague question. But while you brought the question up, when you clear your airs, I assume you can go pretty deep when you clear your nose. I mean, you know, you do that number. But
I mean, for 10 years, I've got over 15 dives to 130 feet. And I'm one of the fortunate ones. I've never had a problem clearing my ears. The secret is clearing them with the first line of pressure.
Okay. Because I was doing some deep snorkeling recently on a trip, and boy, it didn't work like it usually does for me. And as I started to descend, and I had to come back up, I couldn't clear my ears. That was strange for me. But how deep can you go?
Pressure. Well, I've gone to 130 feet. You know, more than 15 times. But this book that I finished yesterday called Shadow Divers. Deep wreck divers found a U-boat in 1991, 60 miles off the coast of New Jersey, in 230 feet of water. And they went down with scuba gear at 230 feet.
Wow. And how about these free divers? They go down pretty deep also, and that's without the gear.
Yeah, I've never done any free diving. Snorkeling terrifies me.
Yeah, that's funny. I think most people probably feel the opposite, although snorkeling, you know, you don't want to... You don't want to get fooled and get down so deep that you your ascent is not as fast as you thought. And most people don't do that. Yes, well, as I explained yesterday, when you equalize the pressure on each side of your eardrum, it's not going to go anywhere. It's when you have a space in your body that can't equalize, and as the pressure builds and builds and builds, it can become dangerous, not to mention the bends. Thank you for clarifying. I love this program for that reason. We can get real experts in there to help us. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. We're coming right back.
It's no secret. People are switching to new Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Gel Detergent.
My name is Marla. I'm from Northbrook, Illinois. I have three sons that come home constantly with filthy sports clothes. Power Gel is a detergent with punch. It knocks those stains right out of the clothes.
New Arm & Hammer Power Gel with baking soda and twice the OxiClean Stain Fighters gets out tough stains the first time.
All detergents aren't the same. This is special. This really works.
Switch to Arm & Hammer Power Gel. You'll never go back.
When you've experienced a first, second seems, well, unsatisfying. For the first time, the revolutionary Palm Pre Plus is available at AT&T. And if you're one of the first to buy one at select AT&T retailers, you'll get a free, award-winning Touchstone wireless charging dock, an incredibly simple and entirely wireless way to charge your phone. Hurry and be the first on your block to get it. Offer ends June 20th, 2010. See AT&T authorized retailer for complete details. Early termination and other fees apply.
The days of making multiple shopping lists are officially over because at Safeway, we made a commitment to low prices every time you shop for everything on all of your lists. Our amazing club card specials, together with our everyday low prices, ensure that you'll get the quality you want at the prices you need. So there's one stop for everything. Make it one list, a Safeway list.
Because this week with your club card, you can load up on fantastic deals. Like gallons of whole 2%, 1%, or fat-free Dairy Glen milk for only $2.35 each. Fire up the grill for Rancher's Reserve Trim Tri-Tip Roast, just $3.99 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. A pound of locally grown sweet California red cherries are only $2.99. And buy two selected 12-packs of Coca-Cola products and get two boxes of Nabisco Snack Crackers and two 12-packs of Coca-Cola products free. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
During Expedia's summer sale you asked for, you'll save up to 40% on hotels and the destinations you've been asking for.
Like Vegas?
Yes, like Las Vegas. So book by June 29th.
And L.A.?
L.A. too. Okay, book by June 29th and save up to 40% on hotels.
So big cities then.
A wide variety of cities, even here. Are you done? Again, that's 40% off of hotels.
What about Pocatello?
Who are you? Where you book matters. Expedia.
Savings based on Expedia's everyday rates. Available at participating hotels in select markets. Minimum stay required and subject to availability. Book by June 29th and travel by July 31st. Terms and restrictions apply. See site for full details.
With over 100 destinations on six continents, Emirates can take you well beyond Dubai. In fact, you can now fly from San Francisco to Bangalore, Hyderabad, Mumbai, and seven other cities in India. And that's only the beginning. Discover more about all the places we fly at emirates.com/destination quiz and book your flight to any of our over 100 destinations, including this one. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I got a quick question. Hopefully, maybe you can give me some advice. I have a 12-year-old daughter that is afraid of eating, and I've been having this problem for maybe about a month now. She's just, her mentality thinks that she's just going to get heavyweight. I've had her in the hospital for about 2 weeks at the UCSF here in San Francisco. I'm wondering if, is there another kind of program where I can enroll her in, or other than
this? Oh, let's go back. So this, did this emerge out of the blue, and is she heavy?
She's not heavy at all. She only weighs about 125 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it just all of a sudden, it just came out where she just refused to eat at all, period. And, I mean, my wife's been trying to cook her what she wants, whatever special dishes she wants. We tell her, you don't have to eat a lot. You just have to eat, you know, enough to get some nutrition to the brain to function. But she just doesn't seem to.
Right. What is it that separates these kids out from all the other girls who see the same information? And as you know, your daughter, the diagnosis I'm sure they're working with is anorexia. Is that right?
That's what they're trying to determine whether it is or not.
Yeah, well, if, for instance, there are people who hear voices telling them not to eat, and that would be more in a, you know, in a psychosis realm, etc. But let's assume it's anorexia. You got the right thing. You did the right thing taking her to one of the, you know, a world premier institution to figure this out. And when they figure this out, then therapy is going to be the whole deal. And it's very important because it turns out we don't, you know, there is no such thing as an anorexia expert. There are psychologists who are expert in it. There are nutritionists who are expert in it. There are medical doctors, etc. And it's a combined approach to get these kids back on track. And there's something in her that would normally maybe never be noticed in another world or another culture that has responded to this pressure that we put on young women. And sometimes as parents, we contribute to it, you know, by telling children to eat their food. And you know, the more you pressure a child over food, the more likely they are to respond in this particular way because they misinterpret, you know, your good intentions. So I would say get your diagnosis first, and it's going to come from psychologists, it's going to come from nutritionists, etc. And then you're going to have to look for a long-term program for her, and it can be outpatient. You know, wherever you live, someone that she can see, and the therapy is complicated and long. Sometimes these kids respond quickly, and sometimes it takes more time. So I have to leave it up to you. All right, let's talk to Dr. Bass. How you doing, Doc? Dr. Bass, you there? Gone once, gone twice. Let's talk to. Oh, there you are. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you in the beginning. Start from the beginning, Doc.
Hi. I'm a dentist in Virginia, and I was listening to the lady that was concerned about the high doses of doxycycline following scaling and root planing. The reason for that and the way that it works is that Periostat, which is the brand name for that particular product, has a level of antibiotic that is under 25 milligrams, which means it actually has no antibiotic effect whatsoever. The reason that we use that drug is to prevent the collagenase reaction. What we're trying to get is reattachment of the ligament from the tooth and gum complex together. So we're not using it for the long term for any antibiotic gain. There is no antibiotic effect at that low level of a of concentration.
Fantastic. You know, I got to tell you, I want a couple of points here because I thought of the anticollagenase effect because that's they use tetracycline sometimes, for instance, I'm sure you know this, in canker sores, not for its antibiotic properties, but for the collagenase thing. And that's an enzyme that dissolves scar tissue. And you want everything to knit back together and get the gum up against the teeth. See, I knew there was a logical explanation. Ah, boy, if that isn't the beauty of live talk radio right there. You know, real expertise. Thank you, Dr. Bass, for that. It makes perfect sense. Let's talk to, now let's take a quick break. That's smarter. I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-8255.
The following is paid for by Yes on 14, Californians for an Open Primary, with major funding from Governor Schwarzenegger's California Dream Team, a ballot measure committee, and California Business PAC, sponsored by the California Chamber of Commerce, CalBuzz PAC.
Things aren't going too well in California these days. Unemployment is over 12%. The state budget has a $20 billion deficit, and it seems nothing is accomplished by the legislature except constant bickering and partisan finger-pointing. Proposition 14 is on the June ballot to reform the way we elect our representatives. If we want to change Sacramento, we need to change the kind of people we send there to represent us. Prop 14 will increase voter participation and open up the process to all voters in order for us to vote for the best person regardless of party. The Fresno Bee put it best, saying the open primary would lessen the influence of the major parties, which are now under the control of the special interests. Guess who's against Proposition 14? The legislature and special interests who like things just the way they are. Send them a message by voting yes on Proposition 14.
Are you afraid to show your feet? Embarrassed by thick yellow toenails? Center for Clinical Research is conducting a clinical trial using an investigational medication for people with toenail fungus. If you're 18 to 70 years of age and have toenail fungus on at least one toe, you may be qualified to participate. Qualified participants will receive study-related medical exams and study medication at no cost, plus compensation for time and travel. No insurance is required. If interested, call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. We're getting more information now about the police action at Union Square in downtown San Francisco. KGO Scott Letieri is on the scene. Scott, what's up?
Yeah, Chris. Well, police just now telling me that there was a small bag found on Stockton that is suspicious, found on Stockton near Geary Street. And the bomb squad has been came out here. They're out here right now with a robot checking the bag. What they've done is they have put a voluntary shelter in place and a voluntary evacuations. We're talking Macy's, Saks Fifth Avenue, a bunch of businesses around here. Tiffany, they have all, for the most part, cleared themselves from the area. Police have cordoned off the entire Union Square area from Powell to Stockton and from Geary to Post. A yellow tape out here with about a dozen police cars. Now, the officer telling me that they should be through here in the next half hour or so. They're just checking this small bag. She said she described it as a paper bag, nothing big, nothing like a luggage bag or anything like that. For the most part, though, people just malingering around here and waiting for the results here. Reporting live at Union Square, I'm Scott Letieri, KGO Radio News.
That, again, is a voluntary shelter in place, a voluntary evacuation. Police are not ordering anybody out of that area while the investigation continues. This is the KGO Radio Newsroom. We now return you to Dr. Dean Adell in progress.
Spend an evening with America's most beloved comic, Bill Cosby.
You know, she's still your wife. Even though she's whatever years old, she still has it, man. She can still do painful things to you.
Silver Legacy Resort Casino in Reno presents Bill Cosby Saturday, May 29th in Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall. Tickets on sale now at silverlegacy.com, ticketmaster.com, or call 1-800-MUST-SEE. Midweek tower rooms from $55.99.
Keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all times. Enjoy your ride.
Scary.
Yeah, you know, it's really scary. Paying too much for car insurance.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hi, I'm your local Geico agent.
I'm going to meet
you. Yeah, I live in the neighborhood, so if you ever need help saving money on car insurance, I'm always close by. We can sit down and figure out what's best and how to get you the low rates that Geico's known for. Sorry, I didn't catch that. That's what I thought you said.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 925-676-1111 today. That's 925-676-1111, or visit your local GEICO office at 2340B Monument Boulevard in Pleasant Hill.
Or if you're even diagnosed with breast cancer, they look to drop you. Because they know if you have a positive on that test, you might be more likely to get breast cancer. Now, if the test is positive, you know, you can call back, because I'm making it sound more fearful than it really is. Because the uptick in your incidence and your chance of getting breast cancer, I guess it's easy for me to say, is not that huge, but it is real, and you need to see those numbers just to get it into perspective. So if an average woman's risk is, you know, one...
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. San Francisco police have given the all clear at Union Square. The suspicious package has been found to be harmless. All clear at Union Square. This is KGO.
Your family history, et cetera. So, yeah, it is one of these things that, and it's a genetic test for a gene, and it's been around for a while. That has to do with sensitivity to hormones and a likelihood of cancer growing. And yet it's funny, we all have deep objections to any employer, government, or anybody getting a hold of our genetic information, and yet somehow we relax when the same group of people want access to our cholesterol levels. Cholesterol level only predicts statistically you might have an increased risk, not definitively, of getting, say, heart disease. But if I produced a gene from a gene test that showed you had the same thing and a statistically increased chance of getting heart disease because of a gene, we flip out. And yet we've been giving them our urine for drug tests for years. We've been handing over our medical records. So I am a very strong supporter of insurance reform. And the problem with it, let me get a little political on you for a second, is that if you want the insurance companies to insure everybody, and if you want to allow the insurance industry to exist, then you've got to get them more bodies. And getting them more bodies means requiring everybody to have insurance. And that way, there's enough people in the pool that the insurance companies can afford to offer insurance to people even when they have diseases. Now, I'll leave up to people smarter than I am to figure out what level, you know, should go back to health care as opposed to towards the, you know, salaries for administrators and profits and all that kind of a stuff. So there you go. But I don't think you have to worry. I'd get the test now, because they're not going to be able to drop you in a very, very near future. I'm Dr. Edel. Join us on the next program.
In many things, precision is important. With a cancer diagnosis, it's everything. Knowing the exact location of a tumor and attacking it with pinpoint accuracy can mean the difference between life and death. That's why many cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. We now offer CyberKnife radiotherapy to treat brain, lung, spine, and prostate tumors. The CyberKnife works with precisely targeted bursts of high-dose radiation to pinpoint tumors without harming surrounding tissue. It's outpatient treatment that requires no incisions or anesthesia, and it takes fewer treatments than typical radiation to achieve success. It all takes place in our custom-built facility, where we'll also be hosting research and training visiting physicians. CyberKnife is just one of the advanced treatments we're using to take aim at cancer. So if you have cancer, you know precisely where to go. For more information, visit elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
You want a piece of me? Yeah? Well, who doesn't? Everybody dreams about owning a piece of me. I'm big, I'm rugged, and I'm beautiful. I got a coastline that stretches from here to there and back again. And mountains? Don't get me started. You want sunshine? I got your sunshine right here. I'm irresistible. And if you want some of this, now's your chance. I'm about to make your day. But you better not come knocking at my door alone. Because I'm California. And if you want some of my real estate, I strongly suggest you get some help.
Now there's some great opportunities to buy your first home in California. And with a realtor at your side every step of the way, one of the biggest moments in your life could be a lot closer than you think. The California Association of Realtors. For your peace of California, for your peace of mind.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. You're